You're listening to the Closing Market Report for this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here now. He's from World Weather in Kansas City, right where I am. Hey, it's a beautiful day here. Thanks for being with us, Drew.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful day. Let's hope it stays this way for a while.
I hope so. I need to drive home yet this evening, so we're hoping for that. Let's turn our attention directly to South America, Argentina in particular. It appears things are changing there. At least that's what the commodity markets have been telling us this morning. What do you see?
Well, it certainly looks as though there's going to be a restricted amount of precipitation coming up over this next 7 to 10 days. The lack of precipitation will be accompanied by a ridge of high pressure that will generate some warmth as well. Temperatures will get up into the middle 80s through the 90s across a big part of the country. And we'll probably see some extremes over 100 degrees in the northwestern parts of the production region, although those areas are probably less important for the total corn and soybean crop than certainly the heart of Argentina is. And those areas in central Argentina are actually in better moisture shape right now than northern Argentina is. There have been at least some shower and thunderstorm activity here over the past week, and so the soil's in relatively good shape ahead of this dry and warm period in those central areas. But about 10 days from now, we'll be looking for a fairly decent drink of water, and we may get at least some moisture at that point in time. I am not convinced that we're going to just break out of this dry, warm pattern and get a good soaking, but we ought to get at least a little shower activity and a temporary bout of relief.
So that's what the marketplace has been reacting to, though you don't really sound convinced, and you've said that's the case. What are you watching that tells you one way or the other if it will or will not rain?
Well, we're watching real closely the upper air flow pattern, and we're seeing a lot of conflicting opinions in the various models out there. Certainly the European model has a very strong bias towards making it dry for a second week, and also warm weather occurring. The Canadian model seems to be following fairly closely, but then we've got the American model, which is a little bit wetter. I will say, though, that the American model has corrected itself a little bit here at midday today, backing off on some of the rainfall. So we're going to be watching all these systems over the next several days, and I'm pretty convinced that we are going to see drier and warmer bias conditions for a while. The question is how sustainable will it be? And I think we're probably going to see it around for a while.
Does this also give you worries for the crop in Paraguay and in southern Brazil?
Certainly those areas in southern Brazil will be drying down as well. The difference between the southern Brazil crops and those in Argentina is that the ridge of high pressure will spend much less time in those areas, and so the temperature bias will not be as high relative to normal as it will be in Argentina. Also, subsoil moisture in southern Brazil is in much better shape than it is in northern Argentina right now. So, again, I think we'll be in better shape in southern Brazil for a longer period of time. But with that said, we are still going to dry them down as well.
Anything that we need to be concerned about in the western Great Plains states as it relates to cattle and livestock?
Certainly, there's a lot of worry about the lack of moisture out there. You know, this is a wheat crop. We try to kill it many times over the course of the winter, and it's just a really tough crop, and I think it's a little premature to try to write off some of that crop right now. Most of it has a root system. Most of it has gone dormant or semi-dormant at this point, and so there isn't much precipitation in the pipeline, but I think if we can get some moisture in the late weeks of winter or early spring, we should have this crop in a position where it can snap around and get much better once again.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Todd Gleason.